The next Mishnah, the second Mishnah in Perek Beis, talks about the Nezek of Shein, when an animal eats. So the Mishnah asks, Ketzad HaShein Mu'edes, in what way is the Shein, is the eating Mu'edes, that it's considered to be habituated, and therefore Chayev a full Nezek? Lech lasaroyla, when it eats something that's appropriate for it. And an example of that is, the Mishnah tells us, Habehemo Mu'edes Lechel Peros Virakos. So animal is Mu'ed to eat fruit and vegetables. That's normal for it to eat. That's in contrast to the next point in the Mishnah, Achla Kasus Okelim. What if it eats clothing or utensils, things that are not usual for it to eat? That wouldn't fall under the category of Shein, and a person would not be Chayev Nezek Shalim if their animal does that. Rather, Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, he would pay only half Nezek. The reason for that is because that Shinui, that unusual change, makes it fall under the category of Keren, of which Keren, as we mentioned before, if you have not done it three times, you're considered to be a Tam, and only Chayev Chatzi Nezek. And it really, in a certain way, I guess it takes a certain intention on the part of the animal to do something unusual, and that way falls into the idea of Keren, which is Kavanos Lahazik. The Mishnah now mentions an exception to the halacha of Shein being Chayev Nezek Shalem. It says, Bamedvar Mamurim, when is this true that if a animal eats something normal like fruit and vegetables that it has to pay full Nezek? That's Bereshus HaNezek. That is if the animal ate it in the domain, the place of the person who's damaged. As the Pasuk says about this, Ubier b'steacher, and it consumes something in somebody else's field. That's what the Pasuk says in Mishpatim. Avol b'Rishus HaRabim, however, if it ate something that was in Rishus HaRabim, the public domain, then the person is putter, he's not liable for the activities and the eating of his animal. However, continues the Mishnah, if, even when it eats in the public domain, and normally it would be pater, vimnanes, however, if the animal benefits, and thereby the owner benefits, because he now doesn't have to feed his animal, mishali mashenanes, the owner of the animal has to pay that which it benefited. And what that means is that, let's say it ate something very expensive, but normally all the animal eats is oats. You'd only have to pay what it normally eats, because that's the real benefit that the owner gets. It doesn't have to feed the animal the amount of oats that it normally eats. If it ate something expensive or it ate a whole lot of stuff, it wouldn't have to pay, because that's not mashenanes. It's not the benefit of the owner. Now the Mishnah will give some examples of the difference between the animal eating in Rishus HaRabim or eating in the Rishus of the Nizik. The Mishnah says, Ketzad Mishalim Ashenenes. In what way, or when is it, that it would have to pay that which it benefited and not for the full cost of the damage? Achla Mitocha Rechava. Let's say it ate from the peros that are sitting in the public, in the public space, in the public square, where at the place where animals normally go. Then he should be putter for the damage, except that Mishali Mashenenes, he has to pay for that which he benefited. If the animal ate Mitzide HaRachava, from the sides of the public area, which is in considered to be a more of a private area, it's a place where animals normally don't go, then Mishali Mashenezika, he has to pay for that which it actually damaged, the actual damage that was incurred. It's as if it was in the Rishus of the Nizik, as if it was in the Rishus of the person who was damaged. Another example, if the animal eats Mipesach HaChanus, from the opening of the store, which is just on the edge where the public domain is, so that's considered to be public domain, and therefore the owner of the animal is only liable to pay for that which the animal benefited, not for the actual cost of the damage. However, if it's mitoch hachanus, if the animal eats, goes into the chanus, and into the store, and actually eats in the store, then mishalim mashezika, then the owner has to pay for the actual damage, since that's considered to be rishus hanizik, the domain of the person who was damaged.